Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, hurry up now, boys and girls. Gather around your radios for some real fun with Happy Hank. Say, I've got a dandy song here about a fella called Captain Jinx, and here's the way it goes. Listen. I'm Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines. I feed my horse on corn and beans. I sport young ladies in their teens. I'm a captain in the army. Teach young ladies how to dance, how to dance, how to dance. I teach young ladies how to dance, for I'm the pet of the army. Joined the corps in 21. Of course, I thought 'twas all in fun. When the enemy came, then off I'd run, for I wasn't cut out for the army. Well, look who's coming. It's our little pal, Squeaky.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank. And hi there, boys and girls. Oh, boy, I feel just as happy as a king.
Well, happy as a king. Well, Squeaky, how happy is a king?
Hmm? Oh, well, I don't know exactly, but I guess if I were a king, I'd feel mighty happy, wouldn't I?
Well, I wouldn't know, Squeaky. Hey, by the way, you forgot to take your hat off when you came in.
I did. I mean, well, I guess I did. Well, now there, it's off.
Well, now, that's much better. Always take off your hat when you come indoors. And say, that's good advice for you, too, boys and girls. And that gives me the idea for a riddle.
You mean, taking off hats reminds you of a riddle?
That's right. You ready for the riddle, boys and girls? Now, you think you can figure out the answer? Well, all right, then. Let's see how you do on this one. Now, here's the riddle. Why is a king like a hat? Why is a king like a hat?
Oh, that's easy because...
Now, never mind, Squeaky. You just keep your answer to yourself. I want to see if the boys and girls can figure out the answer. Well, how about it, boys and girls? You keep thinking, and if you don't figure out the answer, I'll tell you at the end of our program today. And here comes our dog pal, Popcorn. Well, hello, Popcorn. How are you today? Well, Popcorn says he feels like a puppy. Oh, but he's glad he's grown up. All right, now, Popcorn, then you be sure to act like a grown-up dog. Oh, you did.
Well, what did he say, Happy Hank?
Well, now, boys and girls, Popcorn said he just saw a little kitty outside, and he's sure she's lost. Oh, my, that's too bad. Well, I hope her mother finds her, don't you? Yes, sir. Well, you know, I have a song here about a lost kitty, and I think I'll sing it for you. Listen. Oh, where is my kitty, my little gray kitty? I've hunted the house all around. I've looked in the cradle and under the table, but nowhere can kitty be found. I've looked in the clover, the flower beds over, and peeped in the old wooden spout. I went to the woodpile and stayed there a good while, but nowhere my kitty came out. I called little Rover to hunt the fields over and find my poor kitty for me. No dog could be kinder, but he couldn't find her. Oh, where can my poor kitty be? At last I found her, brown leaves flying round her, way out on a wall by a tree. Oh, come naughty kitty, so cunning and pretty. Oh, come naughty kitty to me. Say, you know, that reminds me of a story, that song does. A story about a kitty that I know whose name was Puff. Now, he was a cute little kitten, too, but he was always getting into mischief. Just like some boys and girls I know, huh? Well, it seems that one day Puff thought that he would run away from his mother. So away he scurried through the backyard, under the fence, and down the alley to the street. Oh, boy, he thought he was a pretty grown-up kitty, all right. And he was going to show the other kittens that he wasn't afraid to go out alone. And then he saw a ball on the ground, a ball that belonged to the little boy in the big white house. Well, Puff played with the ball and scampered around in the nice, cool grass. But just when he was having so much fun, he heard a terrible noise. He looked up, and there was a big dog coming right for him. Now, Puff was frightened and ran just as fast as he could to a nearest tree. And he could hear the dog barking fiercely. Well, he just almost fainted. But he did manage to reach the tree, and up he went just as fast as he could climb. And just in time, too, for the dog jumped and almost caught him. Higher and higher up the tree, Puff climbed until he was almost to the top. And then he stopped to catch his breath. Oh, boy, his little heart was pounding, and he just shook all over. Poor little pup. Well, what was he going to do? And then he saw that one of the tree branches went over to the roof of the White House, and slowly he crawled along the branch, and at last he was on the roof of the White House. He could still hear the dog barking, though, far down below on the ground. Well, Puff was so tired that he decided to lie down and rest, and soon he was asleep. Well, when he woke up, he heard voices. Someone said, "There he is. I'll get him." Well, it was the little boy who lived in the White House. He picked up the kitten and took Puff in the house and gave him a big dish of milk and then took him back to his home. And believe me, Puff was mighty glad to see his mother and his brothers and sisters, you betcha.
Well, gee, Happy Hank, I sure am glad the dog didn't catch him.
Well, now, Popcorn says if Puff had minded his mother, he wouldn't have got lost in the first place. That's right, Puff. Yes, sir. Puff was a naughty kitten, just like the Puff in this song. Listen. There once lived a pretty young kitten called Puff, the prettiest kitten e'er seen. His tail was so long and his coat was so rough and his eyes were an emerald green. But though he was pretty, he grieved his mama. His manners to her were so gruff. And whenever she'd scold him, he'd laugh out, "Ha, ha, would that naughty young kitten call Puff." His mother one day said to her son and heir, "I cannot now catch mice enough for us both," but he answered, "I'm sure I don't care, did that naughty young kitten call Puff." His mother then said, "Oh, how naughty you are, I really must give you a cuff." On this he showed a temper and scratched his mama, did that naughty young kitten call Puff. Now growling most fiercely and watching them fight, stood a French poodle covered with fluff. And his feelings being shocked by this terrible sight, he bit that young kitten called Puff. From this you can all see 'tis much better far to avoid getting into a huff. So never show temper or scratch your mama like that naughty young kitten called Puff, Puff, Puff. And now it's birthday time. Hey, turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
There it is. Now let me see all the hands of the boys and girls who are having birthdays today, way up high. Oh, boy, that's fine. Look at the birthdays and those big birthday smiles. All right, put your hands down. Turn off the magic eye, Squeaky.
Okay.
Now, Popcorn has brought in the birthday cake, and all the candles are burning. First, let's make our wish. Now, you make your wish as I make mine. I wish that... That's it. Now, for a big breath, and we'll blow out the candles. Are you ready? One, two, three, blow. Well, say, well, look at that. Good for you. All the candles are out, and now we're going to sing our birthday song for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Now, sing it out good and loud. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, sirree, happy birthday to everybody who has a birthday today. And you know what time it is? It's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two young cowboys who, with Rocket, are looking for the hideout of Black Tom the Outlaw. Now, remember last time, Squeaky took Rocket up in the air in his little red, white, and blue airplane while Rocket was asleep. And when Rocket woke up, boy, was he scared. He got out his rabbit's foot and just begged it to help him. Well, Sputter started talking to Squeaky from the ground with the walkie-talkie radio. Rocket thought it was ghosts. Now, to frighten Rocket, Squeaky turned off the engine of the plane. But when he tried to turn it on again, it wouldn't start. Rocket fainted. Well, as the scene opens today, Squeaky has just succeeded in landing in the pasture. Listen.
Boy, that certainly was a close one. I don't want anything like that again. But it serves me right. I did a very dangerous thing.
Hey, so Squeaky, what happened? I saw the propeller stop, but what happened?
Oh, well, I was trying to play a trick on Rocket, and I turned off the engine, and when I started to turn it on again, it wouldn't start. Oh, boy, I'll never do that again.
Well, hey, where is Rocket?
Well, there he is. He fainted.
Oh, please. Please, little rabbits, but give me away from you. I hear them ghosts. Hey, where is I?
Well, here you are, Rocket. You're safe and sound on the ground.
Well, let me out of this place. No, sir. I'm going to get away, and I ain't never, 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 never coming back. No, sir.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Rocket.
Hey, Elkie, you can't run because I'm holding you, Rocket. Now, just a minute. Now, take it easy. Just sit down on the ground for a while.
Let me get away from you. My feet is itching to travel, and I means travel on the ground. I don't want to fly like no angel. No, sir. I can't get them ghost voices out of my mind.
No, sir. I tell you, Rocket, those weren't ghosts. That was only sputters on the radio.
Yeah, sure, Rocket. I'll show you how it works.
I don't want to see how no ghost works.
Well, now, if you would just let us explain, Rocket, we can show you how the whole thing happened.
Well, I know how it happened. You was going to fly like a bird over that town where them ghosts live.
He means the old ghost town.
And them ghosts heard you talking about it, and they decided to talk back to you.
Why, you never did see any ghosts, did you, Rocket?
Well, see ghosts? Well, you can't see ghosts, didn't you know that? Ghosts is invisible. Oh, here come my little popcorn. Good little old popcorn. Oh, man, as I'm glad to see you.
Hey, Rocket, I'm hungry. Say, how about fixing up some of those good beans of yours?
Say, I'm hungry, too.
No, sir. My stomach is right up in my throat. I couldn't even think of the ingredients. I just ain't hungry.
Well, poor old Rocket was certainly scared, wasn't he? Oh, boy, but you listen next time, will you? Now, remember, if you haven't figured out the answer to our riddle today, keep on trying, and I'll give you the answer at the end of the program. Remember the riddle, why is a king like a hat? Say, do you know what our slogan song is for today? Oh, you'll have to talk louder than that. Well, that's better. Yes, sir, we've got a dandy slogan song that will always remind you to drink all your milk. When you take your seat and start in to eat, if you want to feel fine as silk, the one thing to do that's finest for you is be sure and drink all your milk. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now the riddle says, why is a king like a hat? And the answer is, because they both have a crown. Now you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.